Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 23.
One of wounded, mutilated, or genitalia cut off does not enter the assembly of Yahuwah. One of incestuous birth does not enter the assembly of Yahuwah. Even a tenth generation of his does not enter the assembly of Yahuwah. An Ammonite or Moabite does not enter the assembly of Yahuwah. Even a tenth generation of them does not ever enter the assembly of Yahuwah, because they did not meet you with bread and water on the way when you came out of Mitzrayim, and because they hired against you Bilaam, son of Beor, from Pethor of Aram Naharaim, to curse you. But Yahuwah, your Elohim, refused to listen to Bilaam. And Yahuwah, your Elohim, turned the curse into a beracha for you, because Yahuwah, your Elohim, loves you. Do not seek their peace nor their good all your days forever. Do not loathe an Edomite, for he is your brother. Do not loathe a Mitzrite, because you were a stranger in his land. The children of the third generation born to them do enter the assembly of Yahuwah. When the army goes out against your enemies, then you shall guard yourself from every evil matter. When there is any man among you who is not clean because of an emission in the night, then he shall go outside the camp. Let him not come into the midst of the camp. And it shall be toward evening that he bathes with water, and when the sun goes, let him come into the midst of the camp. And you shall have a place outside the camp where you shall go out, and you shall have a sharp implement among your equipment, and when you sit down outside, you shall dig with it and turn and cover your excrement. For Yahuwah, your Elohim, walks in the midst of your camp to deliver you and give your enemies over to you. Therefore your camp shall be Kodesh, so that he does not see unclean matter among you and shall turn away from you. You do not hand over to his master the slave who has escaped from his master to you. Let him dwell with you in your midst, in the place which he chooses within one of your gates, where it is pleasing to him. Do not oppress him. None of the daughters of Yisrael is to be a cult prostitute, nor any of the sons of Yisrael be a cult prostitute. Do not bring the hire of a whore or the pay of a dog to the house of Yahuwah, your Elohim, for any vowed offering, for both of these are an abomination to Yahuwah, your Elohim. Do not lend at interest to your brother, interest of silver, interest of food, or interest of whatever is lent at interest. To a foreigner you lend at interest, but to your brother you do not lend at interest, so that Yahuwah, your Elohim, might barach you in all that you put your hand to in the land which you are entering to possess. When you make a vow to Yahuwah, your Elohim, do not delay to pay it, for Yahuwah, your Elohim, is certainly requiring it of you, and it shall be sin in you. But when you abstain from vowing, it is not sin in you. That which is gone from your lips, you shall guard and do, for you voluntarily vowed to Yahuwah, your Elohim, what you have promised with your mouth. When you come into your neighbor's vineyard, you shall eat to the satisfaction of your desire, but do not put any in a receptacle of yours. When you come into your neighbor's standing grain, you shall pluck the heads with your hand, but do not use a sickle on your neighbor's standing grain.